So we zika descend abaku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza eseWashington DC.
Siyalambulela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 29 Mphalakazi 2021, uFaxit Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Hi. Nginamazi mazi ngiphelele umuntu nje obejabula lasi abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukuthi kumbonga ukuthi kona into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu obesesithiya nje kanjalo akubuhlungu.
Ube ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezi hlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langkhona bathi kade lilesiqhotho nomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
Izulu elilesiqhotho elize lomoya omningi lithiye ezinye izakhamizi zakomatekenya kuwadi 22 eGwanda zingelandawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwempathalo zesikolo zeminyaka ozayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Kodwa umkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo kubulawayo namhlanje emini. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UGumede udlule emhlabeni namhla emini ngemva kokuba ekhale ngesisu ngolwesibili wagijinyiselwa esibhedlela lapho kutholakale khona ukuba engaba ekhathazwa ngamatshe ezinsweni zakhe. Ubhubhe namhla sekuzajaya ihola lesibili emini ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukuba ekwenziwa esinye iscan ukuze abemtholampilo bathole iqiniso lokuba kuyini okumkhathaza. UNdumiso Emmanuel Gumede utshone ngemva kwensuku ezimbalwa yenzelwe idili ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bembonga ngomsebenzi omkhulu awenzele iqembu leBhoso. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNeshim Gogwera laye wayeyingxenye yalabo ababekhuliswa bendawonye loGumede ngeviki yedluleyo.
Zananzelela ukuthi uyenzelwe umdlalo omkhulu kucelebratewa 48 years zakhe ekuadministration ngelanga leUnity Day isenzela Highlanders Clubhouse. How? Abantu bengananzeleli ukuthi kube kusokuyumbalelisa uNdumiso Gumede ngokumenzela lwana umdlalo ecelebratewa iminyaka yakhe yokuphathisa kwezenguqu. Kube isimanga ukuthi kungasuki ezingaki sokuthiwa ayi akasekho.
UGumede ubesele iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Uqale ukusebenzela iqembu leHighlanders ngo-1974 engumeli walo esikodlweni iHarare, njalo uphathe izikhundla eziningi kuleli qembu ezigoqela ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo weqembu kanye nokuba ngu-chief executive officer. Ubuke wasebenzela njalo inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association. Kolunye udaba olufanayo wayengumdlali weqembu leDynamos uIsaac Nema udlule emhlabeni izolo ngemva kokuba olunye uhlangothi lomzimba wakhe litholakale lungasasebenzi kuhle. Laye ubesele minyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngonjalo nje umunye owasebenza loGumede uAlexander Maseko owake wakhokhela laye iqembu leHighlanders uxoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngembali yakhe.
Hayi, anginamazwi madoda, ngiphelelwe nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi kona into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu obesesithiya nje kanjalo akubuhlungu.
Ya, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wena wasebenza njani loGumede.
Oh, I mean we suka kude mina loGumede from into zesport kuHighlanders esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebhora, I mean, it was a great administrator, one, two. Why am I MC emtshadweni wami? So, kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him, lapana, a jaiva, a dancer, very how a kohliwe, baze kunqa abantu bekuya besenza into engani yabhida ngapha bakhuza athi hayi no senthathe ngama sekolo lika nje kanje ake lihlale phansi hey chitha chitha uyazi it's fun now I'm taking me back ukuthi ngithathe ngithathe i DVD yami lana ngimbuke manje lapho and I would do that. I've actually missed someone very 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 special.
Ye ngasikhangela futhi le bholeni siyabona ukuthi wena ku captain weBhoso la wayekhona eduze khona akusikele ukuthi lalidlelana njani lo Gomes.
Eh awu Gomes he was man of peace, man of laughter and the serious ngokuthi siwine kuphela wayefuna ukuthi kona nasenjani sikhululeke uma sidlala ibhora. You understand? Sidlalele nje sibe take I mean be yourself and enjoy the game. Wayengekho strict ngendlela lezi ezazibhede uyakuze kulabanye abantu ababa strict kakhulu but hayi Gomes no. Gomes no. And I remember also nxa siqeda amagame laphana anginika imota yakhe ethi thatha abantu abami bohambisela uveve andazenda egwabalanda ngibahambise badrive ngibuyele ibhegi ngemota yakhe ngithole uGomes vele umuntu wabantu. You understand? He was just a man of people.
So manje abantu bamkhumbule njani uGomes ngoba vele abaningi sithi uGomes yabo.
You know, to me, yazi, uGomes has been a rock and has been a rock of everyone. Why ngeta wonke umuntu? Kaze angaxabalela umuntu, wayengasokeli, wayengelongwalile umuntu. Let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes who sport eZimbabwe. He's a hero. Yeah.
So manje kumele izweleni kufaka isithombe kwezweni kwele academy wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthweni ngombono wakho sizana
I think vele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye ibhidi angazumbe sifake sithi isithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzeke something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje clubhouse laphana simfakeleni isithombe. I would believe me, the Uma Ungena, the Umbo Nira, simfagelis tombe, simkumbule. And simkumbule forever. Even Labanton Abbey, too. That's Masses Naseko Bimboni. I mean, he has done a lot.
Alexander Masego, Wagi Okokela Ikambule Highlanders Football Club. Lapo Gelimuse, Totalo Kips Dube, with Studio 7, SH Johannesburg, Wales, South Africa. IZulu elilesikhotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye zakhamizi zakwaMatekenya ku-Ward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Leli Zulu elinengesonto ntambama lidale umonakalo omkhulu emasimini lawisa lezihlahla. Wawubhethi Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Leli Zulu libikwa lidale umonakalo omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokuthi imizi efika kamathumi amabili nanhlanu. Wesikwamithi weGwanda uMnumzana Thulani Moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngomonakalo lo.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezi hlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langikhona bathi kade lilesiqhoto lomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
UMnumzana Ngqabutho Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abasele besegcekeni le muli yakhe ethi kubethuse kakhulu okwenzakale ngesonto.
Into kwaqala izulu lapha ngesikhathi ntambama lapha izulu lakho lalesiphepho esikhulu kakhulu lilesiqhotho. Singase siphambene ngoba lamnkosamba angikwazi ngingakhala vele angikwazi ukuhamba njani vele ngoba lamuntu ngaphuma njani angikwazi amahlahla alapha afika avala umnyango lapha. Sathola nzima kakhulu Nkosi yami. Hayi impahla ekhaya ngikhuluma umuntu ezinizamochakala konke ukudla lokwamochakala kodwa hayi abantwana bakhona bayangani bezivuhlungu kancane mbijana.
UMnumzana Bafelmoyo esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakwaMatekenya uthi kakazi abone izulu eliningi ngalendlela lokhu wathethulwa yingwe.
Size yazala mina zelwe ngo-1956 angaze ngubone kuyankasi ukubona lapha esigabeni sakithi ngoba izihlahla ngasikhathi eziningi ngathi bezidliwa ngamacimbi sezijhile lezi hlahla inkati ezinkulu bezinjani zipetshulwe ngumoya zawela ezindlini lamanzi engingaphephuka amaningi.
Okugcizelelwe ngumnumzana James Ndlovu layo oyisakhamuzi salindawo.
Wonke akulandle enganethanga le ndlela ifulile zwawusibona kungena ishebe-shebe kungena amanzi kungalalazenge liphumileyo kwezinye indawo kodwa amanzi agcwala ezindlini phakathi kwaba into esimangalise kakhulu leyo. La maphani kakulahlela zephansi silehlamba ukuthi into ekonkani ngamacimbi abezindlu komile utshani phansi kugelekelane bekutshaya ilonimoya.
Usobhuka kwaMatekenya umnumzana Lothi Nkala uthi kube inhlanhla kwangabe lofile kulumonakalo
ukuhlukuluzile abantu ngoba abantu basile bengalakho okokuthi badleni basile bengalakho ababe kulimile kuphelile konke kwadilika izihlahla eziningi ezinye eziwela phezu kwezindlu kube inhlanhla ukuthi abantu baphile bengafanga
ekwethekeleleni kwestudio 7 komatekene lamhlanje mini sithole inhlanganiso encedisa ngaba lengozi ezinje emhlabeni jikelele Red Cross isipha izakhamizi ukudla umqondisi wale nhlanganiso ezansi emandebeleni unkosikazi Siphiwe Thina Juma uchasise ngohlelo lwabo lokuncedisa kwamatekenya
njonge Red Cross ukuthi sisize lapho kulezi ngozi khona namhla saphathele ama 10 kgs impuphu 2 kgs of ichukela 500 grams isawudo 750 ml cooking oil then iofisi ka DDC la isincedisile ngokubuya lamahlamvu lamanye ama-cooking oil lalokho okusetshenziswa ngabomama nxa besesikhathini
lanxa be-Red Cross sebenelise ukufika kulindawo masinya besabela abantu uncedo lokudla izakhamiza kumatekena zisaludinga uncedo ngoba ezinye okusamele zakhe kutsha izindlu usikomithi umoya ukhuthaze uzulu ukuthi akhe izindlu ezilakho kumelana lokuguquka kwemumo omkhathi njalo zihlanyele kanye lokulondoloza izihlahla ezingaphansi kwemizi ukuze zivikeleke ngezikhathi ezifana lalezi lalapho sezisakha kutsha zingachaphazi imvelo ngokugamula izihlahla mahlayana zakhe zisebenzise ezinye indlela ezifana lezitina ngimele umthakazo westudio 7 ngisemajawundeni egwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Lanxa omunye wabakhankasela umbuso wentando kazulu olilunga le-MDC Alliance uMakhomborero Rosivishe obevalele okwenyanga ezithile ezedluleyo etholise ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebheyo ngumthethwandaba owe-High Court amagqwetha akhe athi ulakho ukuqhubeka evalelwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi kulelinye icala lokuthomba aletheswayo. UMavis Gama usipha lolu daba.
UHarizivishe ubikwa engasoze akhululwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi ulelinye icala aletheswayo elilokhe lisemthethwandaba lokuthumba ngesikhathi etshengisela emahofisini awenkampani ye-Impala Car Rentals ephakathi kwexuku labasakhulayo be-MDC Alliance labenhlanganiso yezifundi eye-Zimbabwe National Students Union befuna benkampani le baveze igama lomnikazi wemota eyasetshenziswa ukuthumba esinye isifundi uTawanda Mjeiwa. Elinye lamagqwetha kaHarizivishe umnumzana Simon Chabuka uchasisa ngalokhu.
Ngasaka zotora mameka chitwa instruction atina kuzwa kunzi ane ine case. We then together with Professor Madhubu made an application after that tora nyaya from one of his lawyers kuti tati instruct wale
ekuthatheni kwethu lolu daba asitshelwa okokwenza kasitshelwanga ukuthi ulolunye udaba sasesenza isicelo ngemva kokuba mina lo Madhubu siluthethe lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlindelo Mancitshana uthi okwenzakalayo kuHarizivishe akumangalisi.
So lokhu kuyinto etshengisayo ukuthi asiyindawo njengelizwe simi ndawonye. So khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi njengelizwe akula lapho esiya khona simi ndawonye siyakhohliswa njengabantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi kulento eyenzakalayo khona kungelalutho vele.
Udaba obelikhwezwe emthethwandaba weHigh Court ngolokuthi uHarizivishe wehluleka ukulandela iziqondiso zakhe zebail ngesikhathi ilizwe liku-level 4 ye-COVID-19 lockdown lapho abikwa engasayanga zibika khona kwabomthetho esezingenise ku-isolation ngemva kokuhlangana lomuntu owayebikwa ele-coronavirus kodwa umanji uDennis Mangosi waseHarare unqume ngombimbitho ukuba kumele avalelwe uHarizivishe esithi ngoba wephula ngabomo iziqondiso zakhe zebail ayezibekelwe edabeni lwakhe lokuyatshengisela emahofisini abe-Impala okuyisinqumo esigenqulwe ngumahluli we-High Court uJustice Catherine Mzawazi namhlanje. Ngimele Studio 7 ngise Harare, ningu Mavis Gama.
Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Ezinye izikolo ezilabafundi abahlala esikolo zikhuphule imbadalo le yaya kunkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisithupha zamadola eZimbabwe, 60,000 Zimbabwe dollars kusiya phezulu. Kuthi izikolo ezizimele zodwa iqalela kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, 200,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Izikolo zivulwa mhlaka 10 zibandlela ngo-2022, kodwa abafundi ababhala imihloliso ka-O-Level e-A-Level bona bavula mhlaka 3 ukuze bayeqedisa ukuloba imihloliso. Laloba kunjalo, iningi labazali lithi inhlawulo ezifunekayo ziphezulu kakhulu. Unkosikazi Felicity Matsika ngomunye wabazali abakhonona ngokuqansa kwendleko zesikolo.
Ukukhwela kwamasizi lokhu esikubona ngazi ukuthi abantwana bazafunda umnyaka ozayo. Mina kunje oseboarding school ufuna 70,000 RTGs angafaki ukudla kwakhe khonapha. Akula muntu ohola imali yonke yonalo. So ukuthi uhulumende avumele ukukhwezwa kwefizi kangaka, angazi ukuthi siyabe siyithethe ngaphi imali engaka.
Unkosikazi Linet Maseko, umongi, ukhala ngokuthi izimali ezibizwayo azihambelani leholo.
Ifizi okufanele ngibe sengiyibhadele kufika u-10 January yisalari yami ephindwe yaphindwa. Lapha ngingafaki amabhuku lamayunifomu. So eqiniseni abantwana bamasivu sevens kunzima ukuthi bathole imfundo kwizikolo ezenza kuhle. Umntwana seyezahlala etshintsha isikolo njalo nje ngenxa yamafizi. Thina asiphatheki kuhle ngalokhu esikwenziwa ngurhulumente wethu. Asiphiwe iholo elanelisa ukubhadala zonke iindleko zethu. Asho ukuthi siphile nzima elizweni lakithi.
Unkosikazi Sandra Thebe, omunye njalo umzali, ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele kulolu daba.
Nxa imbadalo zesikolo zihlala zikhuphulwa njalo nje, ngibona lokhu ukuthathela abantwana ilungelo labo lokufunda. Siyananzelela kwamanye amazwe imfundo yimahala. Kungani uhulumende wethu laye engahlolisisi lokhu, laye afunde kulabo abenza kuhle kulokhu ukuze sanelise ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu sibe lenkhwica mfundo eziningi lathi.
Isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo uMnumzana Thawungana Ndoro uthi ukwengezwa kwembadalo zesikolo kumele kuqale kuvunyelwane phakathi kwabazali lezikolo andukana kwamukelwe lugatsha lwakhe.
If there is any increment, it has to be approved through the ministry. Parents are supposed to agree with the school authorities on the increment so that it is justifiable. So parents need not to panic about the school fees issues.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo lukubeka sobala ngamanyathelo okufanele alandele nxa kusiyaba lenguquko yembadalo zesikolo. Nxa kufanele ikhuphuke, kufanele ivunywe lugatsha lwethu, njalo kufanele abazali kanye labaphathi besikolo bavumelane imali abazakhweza ngayo. Ngalokhu abazali kanye labaphathi bezikolo kabehlise umoya ngodaba lwendleko zesikolo.
Uhulumende ucine ukukhuphula iholo lezisebenzi zakhe ngenyanga kaNtulikazi ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi amane lanhlanu kusiya kumashumi amahlanu ekhulwini, i-45 to 50%. Ngenyanga kaLwezi uhulumende uphe izisebenzi zakhe ibonus ngedola leMelika. Kuviki ephelileyo, inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi zonke zikahulumende kanye labameli bakahulumende bebehlangene bekhuluma ngeholo lezisebenzi zikahulumende. Inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi ithi ifuna izisebenzi zithole iholo ngedola leMelika, kodwa uhulumende kakaphi impendulo kulokhu. Ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ku-Live Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forums kanye la owenziwa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Esigabeni sethu lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje sixoxa lo Mnumzana Nkululeko Letta, Manje nela usanda kuqhansa intaba enkulu yasizwe yazi le Africa e Mount Kilimanjaro. Uleta wasemsebenzini kwele Tanzania ngaleso sikhathi weza esiba lo mdlozela ukuqhansa intaba le wahlawula amadola aphezulu kwenkulungwane eyodwa $1,200 abaphethe wethekelela intaba uKilimanjaro wahamba umango ofika isilinganiso samakhilomitha ngamashumi amane lambili 42 kilometers esiya esiqongweni sentaba le. Ubehamba ekhathalelwa ngabampha ukudla, abamlungisela indawo yokulala, labahlola isimo sakhe somzimba kanye labo bhotabhota entabeni le ngobuciko obuphezulu. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ayefika esiqongweni sentaba le elesiqongo esedlula zonke intaba zasezwekazi le-Africa. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ehle njalo intaba le. Ake sizwe exoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngohambo lwakhe.
Ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably akumelanga ukuthi angikhole ukuthi kufunakala umuntu o super fit but kumele ube reasonably fit physically and but into ebaluleke kakhulu ikuqina engqondweni ukuthi uyazi injongo yakho yokufuna ukuqansa intaba and uzimisele ukuthi come what may kungaba njalo nje ukuthi okunye kungaba sokuso ukuthi too much but as long as kuyibunzima lobuyana obungekho life threatening hayi kuyabufuna ukuthi ingqondo yakho ikutshele ukuthi masiqhubeke siqanse le nto.
Yes, so, kunokwenza ukuthi uzuqanse intaba le abanye abantu beyisaba kangaka.
Ngangilo mcabango okuyiqansa nje but ngingela plan ukuthi ngiza kwenza nini but kwenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMosh and I spent a week ngikhonangale and then I met a lot of people including ama agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi esingaka usuaclimatizile and you don't look you are reasonably physically fit awufuni na ukuzama ukuthi uqanse lawo intaba. And abaningi bakhona babesithi thina sisaqansa abanye basithi sazama ukuqansa sisafikanga. So yenza ngifune lami ukuthi kahle ke ngizama I had some time on my hands. So ngathi mina mhlawumbe this is my chance to ukuthi ngiyenze le nto. So that was the only motivation I had other than ukuthi ngangivele ngifuna ukuthi at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje yikukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engangihlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yes, ngathi waqhaza intaba leyo wafika khatshana kanganani?
Anyi baba.
Ye, waqhaza intaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waqhaza kanganani entabeni leyo?
Bengisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers. So ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona. Then 2 days coming down. Ngoba coming down is much easier. Ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so we are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi khonapho ke baba leta uqhansa khonapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika kwesinye isibanga?
Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela and ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele but bona you shouldn't spend more than 20 minutes. Umele uthi 20 minutes, we look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. But awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlule i 20 ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen limited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama-lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le-oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba le-collapse and then you can lose but consciousness angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesindebele.
Iye uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngale sikhongweni? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of what the scenario or just the feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani?
Iye konke koloko.
Iye. The scenario ukuthi vegetation yakhona ayikho inhle kangako, it's all lay vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu. But kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qiniso ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani, uza responda kanjani kuselakala kwe-oxygen phengaphezulu. Angangibona abaningi especially abadala asebekhulile babethwele amatanki e-oxygen umuntu eli 5 liters the oxygen on their backs, like ogogo labokhulu ababevela eJapan lezinye abokorea babethwele ama-oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula.
UMnumzana Nkululeko Letta isiza la ngaseZimbabwe esesihlala kule South Africa. Ngimuzwe ixoxa lapho uGibbs Dube eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kwezemidlalo, abaqeqeshi beqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors namhla bethule uluhlu lwabadlali abangamashumi amabili lantathu abazamela ilizwe kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations ukele Cameroon ekuqaleni kukazibandlela. Kubika uJoseph Njanji, intethele zendaba yethu yezemidlalo.
Laba badlali ngababalisa onozinti abathi uPetros Mari, uTope Chumba kanye loMartin Mapisa, imvimbi uGodnos Muruira, uGerald Takwara, uOnismo Pasera, uBruce Kangwa, uPeter Mudua, uTeenage Khadebe, uTakudzwa Chimwemwe, uAlec Mudimu kanye loJordan Zemura. Abadlali benkabeni yenkundla uThabani Kamusoko, uKunda Ibenyu, uIshmael Wadi, uNeva Tikere, uKelvin Mazongwe, ukuda kwashe Mahachi kanye loCaptain weqembu uKnowledge Musona, abagadli uPrince Dube, uTinotenda Kadewere, uAdmiral Muswe kanye lo David Moyo. Iqembu lama-Warriors lisuke namhlanje lilubhekise kwele Cameroon lapho elikusibaya sika Group B ndawonye leMalawi, iGuinea kanye leSenegal. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngikushukana isihloko othe sikhangela ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Obengumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede kasekho. Izulu lesiqotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye zakhamizi zakumatekenya kuward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo umpraxitis Jeremiah isithi asidibaneni ngo-4:46 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisa ngokuzwa iindaba zethu lelakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.